Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Friday, the final day of practice for the Packers prior to their showdown with the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur a little bit later today, but right now it's time to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. That's what we do here on Packers Daily. Starting with Bumps Productions, what a handle, saying, why isn't Lynn Dickey mentioned when discussing great Green Bay quarterbacks? He was a great QB on lousy teams. Also, what was Green Bay's record first year with Rodgers? Give love a break. I hear you. Funnily enough, you know who does mention Lynn Dickey when talking about great Green Bay quarterbacks is the current Green Bay quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Last year, I can't remember exactly when in the season it was, but at some point he was talking about during an availability, this is when we were still strictly on Zoom, about the quarterback tradition in Green Bay. And he mentioned, obviously, Brett and Bart, and he also threw in Lynn Dickey. And so when I got to ask my question, I said, thank you so much for mentioning Lynn Dickey, because he is, to your point, Bumps, he is mostly forgotten, especially in the modern kind of era that we live in, where the GOATs and the top five and who's your Mount Rushmore and blah, blah, blah. Lynn Dickey often does kind of get forgotten about, but he was phenomenal. He was so good. And injuries obviously caught up with him. And as you state, he was on some really bad football teams, but that guy could sling the rock. It's not a mystery. You know, when you see Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers breaking Green Bay franchise passing records, a lot of the times they're breaking Lynn Dickey's records. Yeah, I loved watching Dickey as a kid. He was kind of what really got me into football, was watching him sling it. So very, very much agreed. One of the greats in the great tradition of Green Bay Packers quarterbacking. David, thank you for the super chat. Everyone should listen to the latest Packs What She Said. Yes, they should. Mina Kimes, ESPN's Mina Kimes, joined Maggie and Perry. Obviously, Mina's a longtime huge Seahawks fan, and Packs What She Said have, you know, obviously really loved Mina for a long time. So we got Mina to come on the show, and it's a great conversation, both about, you know, the path that Mina took to be getting where she is right now, but also, obviously, everything going on in the world of the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, and then this matchup with the Seahawks on Sunday. So if you get a chance, as David says, please check it out. It's up right now on CheeseheadTV.com. We'll be up on all your favorite podcasting platforms very soon. Badmir, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, do you think the scheme has unlocked the interior defensive linemen? Compared to last year, they are a different level pressure-wise. Somewhat. I tried to ask Joe that early in the season, especially just in light of what Kenny was doing, because, I mean, obviously we've seen Kenny play very well down the stretch in, you know, any number of years, but he has traditionally taken some time to get going. And this season he is, you know, he started off gangbusters right away. And it did seem like he wasn't being asked to two gap as much, like maybe his responsibilities were a little different in the scheme. But, you know, coaches, they don't like to talk about scheme. They don't like to give that kind of information up in a public setting, which I get. But I do think there is something to that. I do think what they're being asked to do in tandem with what's going on, you know, along the line with other guys, certainly seems to be paying dividends in both pressures and, you know, keeping things free for the linebackers to flow and make plays as well. But yes, I do think the scheme is helping in that regard. No doubt about it. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Hindsight is 2020. I like our guys. I like our wide receivers. Go Pack, go. Ah, yes, Andrew, this would probably be the news from yesterday, late breaking, that Odell Beckham Jr. has signed with the Los Angeles Rams. As I said, literally on this program yesterday morning, no, I did not expect the Packers to sign OBJ. And I know in this world of social media where we're all following things in real time, you know, we had a fun time yesterday afternoon as it was presented as a choice between, basically, between Green Bay and the Rams. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr., he wants to force his way out of Cleveland, Ohio, to go live and play in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I understand getting to play with Aaron Rodgers, but he wants to go to L.A., and L.A. made a substantially better offer money-wise. He can basically make back the money he would be losing in Cleveland. So, you know, he took the money, goes plays in L.A. with a bunch of rock stars, and yeah, you got to deal with Stafford, but, and he's probably, you know, the funny thing is he's probably not going to get many more targets than he was in Cleveland, but he took the money, and he's living in L.A. I am completely unsurprised. So the Packers move on. And as, Andrew, as you say, I like our guys. Definitely. Big Mo, thanks for the super chat. No OBJ, no problem. 17, 13, 83, 18. It's time. Word to that. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Green Bay leads the league in two unnecessary timeouts on offense per game. Leads the league. No surprise, I suppose. I mean, that's all in the eye of the beholder. I think someone sent me this chart yesterday about when coaches use timeouts, coaches and or quarterbacks. You know, there's a reason they took those timeouts whenever they took them. To call them unnecessary feels a little disingenuous. When you were traveling with the Packers, what was your favorite stadium? Thanks, Aaron Nagler. Thank you, Callum, for the question. I've said this often, and it pains me to say it, but it was definitely Jerry World because he had Peroni on tap after the game for all the media. I'm sorry, you instantly skyrocket to number one in the power rankings. Anybody else wants to get in on that, I'm all for it. I'm all ears. I wish Lambeau would, but yeah, I mean, Peroni. I mean, I'll never forget. First time I was like, there's beer in the press box? What? It was amazing. Amazing. And his food was great. And yeah, it's, I hate to say it. You know it pains me to say it, but it's Jerry World. Philip, thanks for the super chat. I love Lamp. Well done, buddy. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Nags. How would this feel Good Friday? What? Got a divisional game feel this weekend. Got to beat the breaks and extend the streak over the Sea Chickens at Green Bay. I mean, that is the key, right? Between the Packers and the Seahawks, home team's been cooking. Can't let that streak end, definitely. Jake in the box. Thanks for Super Chat. Mike Smith indicated Wilson and Lamar, best QBs in the NFL, leaving Rodgers not one, not two, maybe three. You listen to old take on Rodgers on Andy's show. A lot going on there. I don't know. There's no universe I would put Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers right now. And not just because Wilson's missed time with injury. Russell Wilson can certainly make things happen with his legs in a way that Rodgers can no longer do, but I think Rodgers is a better quarterback. Aaron, thanks for the super chat. Though I know that Rodgers is brilliant, I still think I prefer to see Love starting with a full week of practice and scheming. Still a possibility. It's no given that Aaron's going to start. It's no given that he's going to be suiting up. He's got to pass a very particular medical exam tomorrow, and he's got to be ramping up his workout today, yesterday, etc., to get to that work, to get to that medical clearance, and it's no given. So you might be getting your wish. We'll see. You never know. Excuse me, guys. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Going to Lambeau this weekend. Kroll's East or West, and which Butterburger goes best with 10 spotted cows? All the Butterburgers. You can't go wrong with either Kroll's. Obviously, West is right by the stadium, and that's lovely and really easy to get to, especially if you go on a Saturday, because on game days it gets a little crazy. But I do know that the good people of the hamlet of Green Bay will tell you that Kroll's East is better than West. I think that's just people being particular in this day and age, because there's always got to be a ranking or a competition. But that is the local scuttlebutt. I like West because it's right by the stadium, and when I'm there, I can just literally walk out of the media area, walk across the street, and get a Butterburger and some cheese curds. So, but you are going to have a great time, and it doesn't matter which Kroll's you go to. You're gonna have a ball. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Happy Cheese Pizza Day. We need to be grateful for the Douglas and Merciless pickups. Important depth. No question about it. I mean, in-season additions like that, Douglas especially, man, he's played some significant minutes. So, yes, very, very, very appreciative. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Just made it to Green Bay. Is this what heaven is, Quinn? Hope you have a great time. I assume you're going to the game. I hope you have a ball. Javier, thanks for the super chat. First time I get to comment in a long time. I start class when the chat starts, so I listen with an earbud, and my fourth graders always wonder what about. Oh, no. Thanks to Cheesehead TV for all you do for Packers fans. Hey, man, you just do your work. Don't be getting fired on our account. Why do the Packers think they can sign Adams? Because they have money? I bet Adams will leave if Rodgers leaves. Adams can get the money anywhere. Maybe he knows Rodgers is staying. The fact that they've been, you know, or they were engaged in negotiations tells you that he's willing to stay. They just got to show, you know, it's all about the money. And really, particularly with Adams, it's about guarantees. As Spoon reported, it's not so much being the number one highest paid wide receiver in the league. It's about guaranteeing salary past the first year, which the Packers never do. That's something the Steelers never did until they broke precedent with TJ Watt. And so far, obviously, because it hasn't happened, the Packers have not made that move. They are sticking firm. So we'll see who blinks. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Welcome UK and Irish Packers groups to Wisconsin, and we salute you. Nag's favorite UK Irish memory. That's right. I know the UK Packers are in town this weekend for the Seahawks game, right? I hope you guys have a ball. My favorite UK Irish memory. I mean, probably not too many that I can share, but when I was in London for the first time ever in my life with my parents, I think I was 12 years old, there was some pageantry, some parade going on down the outside Buckingham Palace, and there was this huge, parade basically. And I got lost. And I got separated from my folks, and we had bought a hat. I had bought a hat that had a Union Jack on the top of it, and it said London. And I was wearing that hat. And I just remember thinking, I'm going to have to live in London now for the rest of my life because my parents are gone and I can't find them. And my mom spotted me in the sea of people watching the parade because I had that London hat on. And then the last time I was in London, which was June, about 2 years ago, pre-pandemic, I found the spot where I got lost. And I sent my folks the picture. I said, still here after 40-something years. Man, if I could do this gig, what I do right now, and live in London, I'd do it like that. I would do it like that. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I sincerely apologize for how poorly worded that super chat was. Go Pack Go. It was meant to say, how we doing, Rodgers over Russ and 30 others. Apology accepted, Chris. Nags, what goes through your mind when the ball is punted to Amari? Brandy, we're having such a nice time here. Why you always got to stir it up? Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. God, please. Lord, help me. Dear Father in heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, please let Amari catch the ball. Something like that. Some around there. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, heading to Green Bay for the first time this weekend, hitting lot one on game day, but any restaurant places to hit to get the full experience? Yes, Nikki's in De Pere. Make sure you hit it up. And obviously hit up Titletown. Get to Hinterland if you can. When I was there this summer, one of the spots I used to like downtown is closed. Really upsetting, but those are the big ones. And of course you got to check out Anduzzi's or Stadium View. Those are on the other side from Titletown. It is fun. I've talked about this before on the Titletown side with Lodge Kohler. It's all very corporate, very nice. It's a good vibe. It's fun. But then you go to the other side of the stadium, it's lot one. And then you get to like Anduzzi's and Stadium View. And it's a little bit rough and ready. Like I prefer that vibe, but there's something for everybody. It's definitely something for everyone. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Yuengling greater than Peroni. Oh, I very much agree. But it's free Peroni. Like, I'm not going to sit there after the game is over and I got to start writing my story or do my video and stuff and go, oh, well, you know, I know it's free Peroni, but Yuengling is so much better. Are you crazy? Free Peroni. Yes to free Peroni. Always yes to free beer. I don't care what beer it is. Anders, thanks for the super chat. Going the Packers Bears game this year, first time at Lambeau. Can I get two recommendations on where to eat and what? I just told the other gentleman, but I will say if you're coming to Lambeau, if you're coming to the Bears game and you're a Patreon member, be sure to check out our Patreon meetup at Lambeau Field, 5 p.m. Central Time, Saturday before the Bears game. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Message us on the Patreon page because it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. Chase, thanks for the super chat. Followed you since the beat. Finally make enough to support y'all. Got my first ticks after 30 years last night versus the Vikings. Thank you for all you do. Chase, thank you. Thanks for following from the beat. Really means a lot, man. And, dude, have a great time at that game. Did Brett Favre's steakhouse close? Yes, Travis. Long time ago. It's been closed for a while. Free beer. See, Dan Leisher knows. Free beer, man. Free beer. That's it. That's all. I'm there. Done. Game over. Dan and I have consumed our fair share of beer, both free and otherwise, over the years. Jair and Stokes would be a great size speed matchup for DK and Lockett, but alas. H. Carrington, why you got to be like, bringing us down? We're talking about free beer, man, and you're over here talking about a mythical matchup that we're not going to get to watch? Party foul, dude. But I hear you. I'm kidding. I totally hear you. It would be. There's so many games already this year where it was like, oh, I would have loved to have watched them at least near full strength. Speaking of which, it does sound like, you know, Jair is a little further away than Z. Listening to Matt yesterday, or was it 2 days ago, in the suppressor, sure sounds like Z is getting close, but Jair is still quite a ways away, which is really disconcerting. Is 69 playing Sunday? We don't know yet, Matt. They're going to keep their cards close to the vest. Maybe Matt will give us something this afternoon. I doubt it, though. Talking about telling us. I suspect he probably will, but it's just a guess. I have no idea, and that's what they like. They like to keep us guessing. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Prediction, Rams and Packers go to overtime. Stafford passes to OBJ, picked off by Stokes for a game-winning pick six, Al Harris style. From your super chat to the football god's ears. I love it. Edward, how cold is it in December in Green Bay? It's not warm. I'll tell you that. It is pretty, pretty cold. Jake, is Kenny okay? He was at practice yesterday, participated in a limited fashion, though. So we will see if he's good to go for the game. I would suspect they'll probably hold him out at least 1 week. But long term, he'll be fine. People blaming the front office for not getting Odell. Steven, you know, you can set most of those people to ignore. I understand. I was excited about the prospect, about the possibility. But, you know, the idea that they, you know, didn't try or whatever, that's such nonsense. Chris, thanks for the super chat. If I'm being simple, can't go wrong with Miller High Life or some Dos Equis. Can down them like water. Love those two. That's good stuff. Again, beer. Give me beer. What else we got? Dave, thanks for the super chat. Going to the game Sunday. Wife is a vegetarian, and I am lactose intolerant who doesn't drink. Other than that, we should fit right in. Dave, phenomenal. You know, they do have some veggie options now at Lambeau Field. I mean, they're few and far between, but they do have some. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. How sustainable is the Rams' method of team building? It's not. They'll continue to turn things over. They have no first-round picks. They have no real premium picks at all for the next couple of years. But they're going for it. You know, that's how they want to do it. They want, you know, to play, play a bunch of Super Bowls in their own stadium or stadiums close by. You know, they built that huge place. They got to fill it. They got to get stars, you know. They're not about a long sustained success. So the piper will be paid eventually. But right now, LA is loving it. At least the, you know, few LA football fans there are. LT86, thanks for the super chat. Chances Rodgers gets booed this weekend. I heard somebody else was talking about this on some other Packers show. I can't imagine he gets booed. I think he'll get cheered just like he always does. I think they'll introduce the offense and he'll be the last one out. And I think people will go berserk. He's there to play football. They're there to watch him play football. And I think he's going to do very well if he plays. But we'll see. But yeah, I don't think he gets booed. Not even close. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Free Peroni sounds like a late 70s country band. Free wins always. I mean, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Tried lager for the first time and just about died. It can be an acquired taste. I hear you. I hear you. Greetings from Australia. Go Pack. What's up, boxing? Boxing kangaroo. Greetings from New York. It is a very drab, rainy day here in New York City, just like I like it. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I tweeted and called them a joke in rage. Sorry. Hey, man. We all go through rage. We all have to calm down. I understand, man. It happens. Can we get another Stewie impression before we go? No, no, that was in the moment. That's it. Are reports true that Z is closer to being back than Jair? Yes, reports are true. The reports being Matt LaFleur saying it into a microphone in front of reporters. So, yeah, that's the case. All right, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a huge favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.